This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, are you ready to get controversial?
Okay, yeah, I think we will,
actually. God. Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, and I'm with the special guest.
Taylor. Yeah, Taylor Efford. At hashtag Taylor Efford.
There's a hashtag?
No.
No, you just say it. Taylor and I went to school together. Oh my God, how many years? I don't know.
Don't say it, because then it exposes us as old.
I am old. I just turned like 23. Hmm. You're 24?
Yeah, I'm 24. Not loving it. 25 what? Is like screaming me in the face, and it scares me.
Or don't tell me you don't like 24. That's my next step.
24 is actually good. 24 feels like I don't want to leave this age. Because 23 is still young. 24 is like, ooh, who am I? I'm, like, starting my life.
I question who I am every single day. But if you listen to the Happy Times podcast, then you should know pretty much who you are. Because hopefully I help you with some tips.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good plug. Great plug. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to be talking about... It was your idea.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about beauty standards.
False beauty standards. Unrealistic beauty standards.
Okay.
Because it's so key. Because... in the world of, like, social media,
mm-hmm.
there's this, like, sense of perfection, right?
Yeah.
And it's slowly cracking, and I am on that train. I'm like, let's crack it. Let's kill it. Perfection should not squash be a it. Thing. Yeah, squash that sucker.
So I'm going to tell you right now, yeah. I believe in perfection.
Ooh.
But in, like, the deep romantic way mm-hmm. of I believe everybody is, like, the most perfect them.
Right.
So I believe in self-perfection.
I like that.
If that makes sense.
I think that's cool. As I think, like, my goal would be, like, that instead of, like, a standard of perfection, individuality is just perfection. That's what I would like.
Okay.
You know, like, why can't it be perfect that I go on there without any makeup on and that's, mm-hmm. like, totally normal and everyone's like, oh, cool, like, she is beautiful because she is her and I can watch someone else and I'm like, wow, they're being so them right now. That is stunning. Instead of this kind of, like, filtered... kind of reality that we're, like, dealing with, and people are tweaking things, and it's like, is this helping us?
Yeah, it's tough, because you see a lot of people go on, and it's like, is that Facetune? Is that your real face? Is that makeup? Is that...
Yeah.
It's so hard nowadays.
What's happening? Yeah. And what is that promoting? What is that saying? And what does that say to yourself when you're literally tweaking your face?
Everything.
Yeah, cannot be good. So I'm just,
I also just don't know how to use Facetune.
The only thing I'll use it for is, like, the odd spot. The odd spot. I'm like, yeah, I don't want you.
I've used it to whiten things.
Yes.
So I whiten backgrounds when I had, like, a
white
teeth.
Yes, the teeth whitener thing. Yeah.
I haven't really done that because it scares me.
The doing your own teeth?
Yeah.
But isn't that what people use? They whiten with the tooth whitener on the walls?
I'd use it on the walls.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
for the white theme.
Yeah. So to jump right into it, beauty standards and like the false ones, just like it in a whole.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people talk about it, how it affected them online.
Mm-hmm.
How did it affect you offline?
So in terms of like not making my own feet, just me as a person in my everyday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Well, because before online, it was more like magazines and it was more like
yes.
movies. And obviously that's still kind of like online, but mm-hmm. more like in school.
In school. I think, okay, I was really lucky and Instagram was not a thing when I was like kind of completing school. Like it was, I'm so thankful that it wasn't because
yeah.
I didn't have to put a number on my self-worth, which I think is just so bad and would be so challenging because I wasn't popular and I wouldn't have gotten mm-hmm. likes. And then I would have been like, what's wrong with me? Why don't I look like these girls, et cetera, et cetera. But I think what's dangerous about, you know, like Instagram and stuff is that's different than a magazine is it's an everyday thing. I see this girl, like I follow this one girl, let's say, and mm-hmm. she's perfect every day. I'm like, oh my God, like, okay, how? Why aren't I like that?
Yeah.
And it starts to play with you. Whereas a magazine, you know, oh, like someone did her makeup, someone did her hair. This is very staged. But then it starts getting into like, wow, this is really your life. Like, this is really what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then stories happen. And then now there's like these, all these things that people are doing. Like, if you have money, you can make yourself look a very certain way. Let's
yeah.
look at the Kardashians, you know? And so what's real anymore? Why are we all trying to look the same? Like, what's happening to just being
you? It's
funny you?
How every single person looks the same.
It's,
well,
yeah.
sorry, not every person. More like there's different, like, categories of human.
Yeah.
And then in that, a lot of people look the same. Like, it's like they do want to look like every white girl or, like, that
right.
classic, like, cliche term.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know, but it I guess, like, the hard point, and this is where, like, I'm thinking, like, is it okay that they want that and
yes.
they want that standard?
I totally
versus, like, the people who
it.
Are, like, kind of, like, disagree with it and be like, well, we should all, like, love ourselves. But what if, like, I'm still on the side where I think, like, everybody should, like, rock their own look
mm-hmm.
and feel how they want to feel. But with that being said, like, say they want to feel the way of going with society. You know, and then it's like, then it's, you know.
I think it's cool as long as there's transparency.
Yeah.
Right? As long as there isn't like a, I'm not letting anyone know that I've done this. I'm going to pitch this as like, no, I was born this way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, you weren't. It's cool that you did that. Like, everyone has their own choices. I believe, you know, if something really bothers you and it's affecting your everyday, absolutely do something about it. Like, I'm never going to say that. But I think, yeah, I think the transparency is important, especially when you're higher up there. Like, I follow one girl, JC Mir Smith. She has a beautiful page. And she did a YouTube video. She's like,
is
by
she a
the
redhead?
Way. Yeah.
Oh, I love her
I
page.
Love her page.
Yeah.
But she did a YouTube video. She's like, by the way, I got lip injections and I fixed my double chin.
Huh.
You know, and it was like, wow, that is refreshing.
Yeah.
And it's cool that she did it, but I think it's even cool that she, like, was like, hey, like, I did a thing.
Speaking of, though, didn't Cardi B just launch that she just got new boobs?
Did she?
I think so. I don't follow her. It was just, like, all over everything.
Okay.
And she was just, she was like, hey, what's up? Got them done. And I don't know.
I mean, all that stuff scares me, but it is funny that it's, like, the more it's out there, because, like, I look at myself, and I'm at 24 now, like, I'm a lot more comfortable with myself, and
yeah.
I know what it is, but when I look at these, like, my lips, for example, I'm like, my lips are out.
Mm-hmm.
My average white girl little lips here, they're not in. And it is, like, blatantly clear when I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, cool, I'm strong in myself, but if I wasn't, I'd probably be like, oh, should I get injections? Should I change them? And it's like, ooh.
I've even looked at that.
Right.
Like, for myself, because, like, there's, it's not just female.
No, it's not.
Like, but here's what, like, got me. Growing up in elementary school, I remember, like, the girls in the class made, like, a list of, like, what they liked about the guys and what they didn't. And they, like, they ranked guys. And then it was so bad.
That's bad.
And then one thing they wrote was, like, Joey has too big of lips. Because at that time, like, the classic, like, smaller lips were in
yeah.
and then I would say, like, I have medium sized lips, whatever, yeah. like Italian lips, and I don't know, it's weird to talk about, but that just, like, wasn't in, and they hated it
mm.
and then now I'm looking at it and, like, whoa, every, because guys get lip injections
yes.
a lot of people don't think so, and they're mm. like, the they're out there. They're popping. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what the what? I mean, that's why people started doing like duck face.
Yeah.
Duck whips, whatever,
like,
it's called.
Puff them up a bit.
Yeah.
There's those lip glosses that are literally full with, like, I don't know, like jalapenos to, like, literally irritate your lips so that they're bigger. Like, it's like, what's happening?
It blows my mind.
It's scary.
So we were talking about it earlier, and my friends actually texted me a lot about it. And speaking about now online, Instagram likes, they're gone.
They're gone.
It's over.
Test run anyways.
Yeah.
We'll see if they
get I didn't think people. It was going to happen. I didn't think, I thought it was just talked about.
Yeah. I didn't even know they were talking about it. And then one day I popped on and everyone was like, oh my God, did you see? Like, the likes are gone. What do we do?
I haven't even seen that online. Like, no one really? I've seen no one talk about it online. Mm. I just got texts from all of my friends who are just like your traditional friend, like not in social media friends.
Yeah.
And they're all like, oh my God, they're gone. Like, what do we do? Yeah. How do you feel?
Right. Like, because it's your livelihood, right? So they're probably like, what is he going to do?
But it was more, and then I was like, well, why do you care? Like, and that was my question. And because I could give less of a shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. It didn't impact me at all.
No.
Granted, it could affect business.
Yeah.
But my, like, personal well-being, I really don't care.
Yeah.
But it's weird, though. Like, on my main account right now, it hasn't changed yet. On, like, my photography account, it's changed, and okay. I can't see likes.
Okay.
So I'm seeing, like, both worlds, and...
Cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
I've never looked at it anyways.
I'm the... Okay, the future me, like, 30-year-old Taylor that plans to, you know, have children is really happy about this.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my kids growing up with a number associated to them. Like, it makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then current Taylor is like, yeah, how's this gonna pan out? This is cool. But as we were saying before, like, I can't see a negative. I can see baby issues or bumps or, like, you know, for people with businesses and things like that. But in terms of, like, people's self-esteem, I'm like, right on. This sounds fab.
It sounds, honestly, it sounds, like, neutral to the point where that's so good for us right now. Like, that's what we need. We don't need over-the-top positive because then it's just going to come plummeting down.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need full-on negative because who wants that?
Yep.
And just, like, a happy medium
is,
like, exactly where we need to be to the point where they just took it away. Yep. It's like a kid with, like, who's causing havoc or a dog who's, like, not well-trained. Like, when you take their toy away, they learn something.
I'm in for it.
Hopefully, like, we learn something.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Honestly, Elon Musk is probably behind it.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he's behind everything.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Elon Musk is?
This is a running theme, people, by the way. Like, Joey gets mad at me because I know no one. But anyway, yes, I don't know who
Tesla.
Oh, okay. I know there's a thing about Tesla. Sure. Yeah, I'm being judged.
He does, like, all, like, spaceships, too.
Okay, cool.
That's going to space.
Yeah,
all right. He's, like, the biggest. All right.
I live under a rock.
Next, I'll just jump to the next question. So, whatever. Do you think feminine... Oh, right. I wrote this. And I was like, this is going to be a tough one.
Okay.
Do you think feminine beauty standard has been impacted by, like, all the men doing makeup? Because I, as a man behind the screen and seeing everything, I'm like, is there a girl getting mad that she's trying to look like Kylie Jenner or whatever, and then next thing you know, boom, James Charles pops up and does better makeup than her?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I think that's cool that guys are, like, into makeup and stuff.
I'm always curious on, like, how, from a girl's perspective, like, that's, at first it was for men being, like, jesters and stuff back in, like, whatever, 1800, whatever. Mm. But, like, we're talking about more than now. It's, like, it was a very feminine thing, like, before.
Right.
Like, any guy who touched it got made fun of.
Yes.
So... I'm curious to ask, like, are females almost, like, insecure about men doing makeup?
I don't think so. That's a great question. I'm not really in the beauty world, if you didn't notice. I don't know how to do the beauty things. But for me, like, I've watched James Charles' videos, and I enjoy them because he's really frank about things. And sometimes I think girls can't pitch something to you in the same way because he's, you know, he'll be very... outright with, like, his oiliness or, like, whatever, Flashback Mary. Like, there's some cute stuff that he just is so open about.
My manager took the Flashback Mary photo.
No.
That was at my tour.
He should get royalties on that. Like, that guy uses that picture, like, constantly.
I know.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, keep going.
But no, I think it's really cool that men can use makeup now because I always thought, like, I struggled with skin a couple years ago and my skin's still not perfect and I'm always open about that on my page. But I always thought, like, wow, I'm so lucky I have an option to, like, cover this up.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool if one day, if you're insecure about something or it's prom night, like, dudes can also be like, cool, I can like my picture.
I did like research on it, and I found like the most common number was 60% of men wear makeup.
That's awesome.
And that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, growing up, I grew up very traditionally. I was like the hockey player. At the time, if like gay was used as an insult, like all of that stuff. And I'm very open about that. Like, that's the world we lived in. I'm not trying to like.
No.
Yeah. That just happened.
It does.
And so I was very much like, oh, I'm a dude. I'm not going to wear makeup. I'm not going to paint my nails and whatever. And like, granted, I've had makeup put on me. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way it feels. My face feels like it's going to fall off. Like, my head's so heavy. But, like, sometimes I'll, like, paint my nail because I think, like, why not? This is kind of fun. This is cool. I just felt so bad because 10 years ago, me, I would have probably bullied that kid.
Right.
And a lot of people would have.
Yeah.
And even people who, you know, wear makeup now would have. And it's cool to see where it came now. But more, like, I'm talking more about, like, the feminine beauty standard of, like, they feel like they need to look this certain way.
Mm.
That hasn't, you don't think that's been impacted by, like, men at all?
How good men can look in makeup?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean.
I think about this a lot. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I've never really thought about that because I haven't seen it really affect the beauty world. Other than I know that a lot of, like, you know, famous beauty bloggers or YouTubers, they have like the male counterpart friend as well, and they don't seem too bothered by it.
Yeah.
I do think like maybe the man's face, which typically tends to be more angular and like sharper,
jawline.
Has maybe influenced like the female side in that we are trying to contour and, you know, cut a nicer crease.
True.
We are trying to make a stronger face.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's cool. We're kind of blurring.
I mean, I'm just sitting behind my screen and I'm watching it all from both perspectives, from a person who doesn't wear makeup, doesn't touch it, doesn't really know much about it.
Yeah.
And then so I'm like, oh, I'm interested to see if like somebody, if like a girl's more insecure that a guy's fucking killing it at makeup.
Right.
Right. I don't know.
I mean, I'm always power to them. And if I ever see a dude wearing makeup and like I'm at the mall and someone's walking, I want to like say to them, like, you're stunning. I'm loving this. Like,
I always
know?
Compliment people on their makeup. And I find it's like, it's a weird thing to do, but I find it very easy. Like, I think it's 10 times easier than saying like, oh my God, you're beautiful. I think if I walk up and I give something like, that they have or that they've done and compliment that, I find that's a lot easier. So I'm like, yo, your makeup on point.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a lot more fun, a lot more like easy to say and stuff like
that's
that.
That's fair, yeah.
Now, speaking of commenting makeup, a while back, it was like there was a huge thing. People like made a joke about it a lot where like if you wore makeup one day and you're like, oh my God, your makeup's amazing, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day you didn't wear makeup and they didn't give you a compliment or vice versa where somebody, I remember I gave a compliment to a girl and I was like, oh my God, like your face looks so good, whatever. You look great. And she wasn't wearing makeup and she got mad. She's like, what? You don't like, and vice versa.
Right.
And that's like, are you offended when somebody does that, like, compliments your makeup versus your bare face, or your bare face versus your makeup, like, vice versa?
I guess it's tough. I guess it depends on how, like, secure you're feeling at that point, you know? Like, it could hit you in different ways. Like, I know I'll ask my boyfriend, I'll be like, hey, like, glasses or contacts?
Yeah.
And that means typically more makeup if I'm not wearing my glasses, right? Because it, you know, is already a bunch on your face.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, if he's like, contacts, in my head, I'm like, oh, okay, so do you like contacts? You like them better then, don't you? You know, and like, you do play those mind games with yourself.
Yeah.
So I do think that does happen. Yeah, like, if you compliment a girl and she's wearing makeup, great, she did her makeup well, but if she doesn't get a compliment the next day, maybe she's going to think her face isn't as good without the makeup. I guess it's just the same for anything. Like, it's like if you wore the color yellow and I was like, oh my God, your eyes are popping today, and then you were black, and I say nothing.
Yeah.
What are you going to typically tend towards? Yellow. You know, so that's just human nature, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of getting offended, I think that's just 2019. Like, I think that's the theme of, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, everyone.
No, because I made a video on it a while back, and it was just like, why do guys judge girls with makeup? And that's like, that was the title, and it's kind of to get people mad.
Yeah. Well, there's also the thing of like, when guys are like, girls look prettier without makeup.
Yeah.
And so they're like scoffing at like, if I want to put on a full face and feel fabulous. And I'm like,
who are you?
Like, yeah.
There's literally no win.
No, there's no win.
Because like, in the video, it's just like, well, we got, at the time, it was like when a girl wore makeup, like, this was like way before, it was like when a girl wore makeup, we were like shocked by it. Mm-hmm. And then it became like the norm. So now makeup was like this beauty thing. And then so seeing a bare face was honestly rare.
Yeah.
And then when you compliment the bare face, you got in trouble for it. And it's just like, where is the fine line? So why did guys like judge girls with makeup or without makeup? It's because like, what are we used to seeing? What is anybody used to seeing? Yeah. And nowadays, it's always makeup.
It is always makeup, especially, can we talk about, because like I'm fascinated by this right now. Like how do you feel as a guy? Let's turn this on you, actually. The fake eyelash trend, like where they're getting them kind of like
eyelash extensions
glued on, yeah. Or like the fake nail.
Oh,
like,
the glued?
Okay. Right, you know what I mean? Like it's
so
permanent, right?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
I dated like a beauty guru. I know a lot about this.
Okay.
I've, all my friends, like I'm very, like a lot of my friends are beauty gurus and everything like that. Mm. So like, I do know a lot about it.
Okay.
I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I notice a difference between somebody wearing no mascara, mascara. I'm not a huge fan of, like, the eyelash extensions. They're a pain in the ass. From, like, a boy's perspective, if, like, I don't... They fall off all the time. And, like, girls get mad at them and mad at you and everything like that. That's, like, a little too TMI. But, and they're really expensive. And I just, like, I feel like it's obviously not my say, but I don't think somebody needs that. I very much rather a bare face look. But if somebody wants to make their eyelash popping,
it's true. And I get that it's like convenient and it's like, it makes your day to day a bit easier. And if it makes you feel good, like I'm glad they're doing it and stuff, but I do fear the like repercussion. Cause it's just like, man, like that is so expensive. It scares the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. Like what if your actual eyelashes fall out? It's scary.
They do.
Like, I would not be able to do this trend. But now I'm like, you know, like, the girls are going on their Instagram stories in the morning, like, no makeup, like, just out of the shower. And it's like, girl, there is something glued to your face. Like, this is not no makeup. Like, so, like, what's happening? It's getting so hard to decipher now. Like, what's... And because it's tough, because you don't want to tell them, like, if this makes you happy, I want you to do it. Like, I'm always on that team. Yeah. But at the same time, I would love if you could just be happy in you, and if maybe we promoted you enough, you could be, right? So, like, why do we have to keep, like, adding things to the things that, what, women are going to do, and maybe boys will be doing them next. Like, I'm not saying that. I don't want to gender it, but there is a lot on the go right now that I apparently need to be paying for to be beautiful, and I'm just like, why?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it. I'm glad I didn't have to say it. But that
is it okay
though.
To say it?
From a girl, that's okay to say. From a guy, that's not okay to say.
Right.
So it's definitely tough to talk about like stuff like this. So I'm glad you wanted to do this.
It is tough because I do not want to offend anyone, and I'm so glad if it makes you happy. And yes, it must be a lot easier in the morning to be able to like fly out the door. But
it would be a lot easier if you also didn't have to pay $70 every time,
honestly,
to fly out the door and then still look. Yep. It still look bomb, which you do. And because I've seen the eyelash like extensions fall out.
Yeah.
The ones that get like they get put in and like glued on and everything. Uh-huh. And then you see like the natural eyelashes, and I'm like, you can help them grow too.
Yeah.
Like, but putting stuff on them kills them.
It does kill them.
And like I when I had laser eye surgery, mm-hmm. I had drops that I had to take, and they're like medicine drops or whatever. My eyelashes grew. And
really?
I was like, damn, I'm popping. Like, a lot of them, like, fell out because it was just, like, it's hair. It falls out.
Yeah.
And, like, but, like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, it was honestly just, like, keeping them hydrated.
Yeah.
it's so weird.
Treatment. Proper care.
But, like, how many times do you, like, wash your eyelashes?
It's, yeah.
Or, you know, there's care that you can do with it.
Yes.
So you talked about, sorry. I'm like reading through my notes and I'm like, I'm getting excited. Now fashion trends.
Okay.
So do you think fashion trends have either like helped or ruined like the beauty standard of looking perfect? So like when thrifting came about, it kind of like, granted that was like a very like 70s, 60s thing or whatever, like that's a style, but it really threw out being like this cookie cutter. This is how you have to dress. Now it's like, wear whatever the fuck you want.
It is definitely that.
Do you think, like, that helps, like, not even just, like, the makeup beauty standard, but, like, beauty standard is in, like, your whole appearance?
Yeah, I mean,
you think that helped?
I think, yeah, fashion-wise right now, I think we're at a good place. I think there's certain trends where I'm like, okay, no. Mm-hmm. Like, and there is a very big piece of me that, like, envies the 1950s when people would, like, get dressed up to go somewhere. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't love the pajamas at the grocery store. I get it. It's easy, and it's cool that, like, that wall's broken down. But there's still, like, the romantic in me that's like, but yeah, what if we tried? You know? Or, like, took
your
care.
Your love could be around the next corner.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, you know. But, no, I think it's amazing now that, like, especially in terms of, like, gender walls breaking down, like, I'm rocking a men's jean jacket, like, a guy's hoodie, and it's comfy, and it's, like, yeah, I don't have to display my body, and I can still be fashionable. I think that's huge for women. Mm-hmm. Like, it's less about, like, skin now, more about, like, how you're pairing things. I think that's really cool. And I think it's vice versa for guys. Like, they're allowed to wear a lot more risque thing, like your color palette's blown open, which is great.
Yeah, before, you like know? Guys weren't really allowed to wear like too much color.
Right. And so it's like
pink was like a whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
You were trying some if you weren't pink, yeah, you know? And I love that there is no more rules in fashion. I think that's so fun. I do like the idea of getting dressed in the morning. But other than that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of, like, getting dressed up and going out.
Yeah,
like, me too. I love it. I mean, like, the people who just, like, and I'm not talking about, like, going to a club and wearing, like, no clothes. Not a whole fan, not a fan of that, I can't lie. But I love, like, I love being able to, like, dress up in a suit and the girl I'm going with dresses up in a beautiful dress and we, like, go out for a great dinner. Like, I think that's amazing.
It's fun.
Granted, there's times where you also just, like, want to chill in sweats.
Exactly.
And I think that's awesome.
I think it's pretty genius that sweats are now fashion. Like I'm definitely riding that trend. And runners? Oh, now that runners are in style.
I don't like sweats look. Like I'm very much like if I'm not wearing like jeans out, if I'm not like wearing a proper pant, I feel like I don't feel good.
Mm.
But that's just me.
Right.
Like I applaud the men who can wear like joggers and look good.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm just like, damn. I wish.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, that's the type of body that they have. Like, they feel like a jogger. And I think that's, like, I think that's why the fashion trend right now is so great because there's so many different types of fashion going around.
Yeah.
Where, like, you can wear a skinny jean, but also you can wear, like, really baggy, ripped jeans that fit your body 10 times more than that skinny jean.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of everywhere. And speaking of, like, being in a relationship, you mentioned you have a boyfriend. And you also mentioned, like, him saying, like, contacts over glasses. Do you think having a boyfriend kind of, like, gave you the reassurance of how you look? And, like, now that you have a boyfriend, you feel like you don't need to dress up anymore? Like, obviously, we always think there's, like, everyone saying, like, oh, my God, I don't dress up for guys. I don't dress up for girls. I do this for myself. Granted, we want to look good. And we do want to make some heads turn. Like,
yeah.
Everybody does it.
Yeah, I mean...
But do you think having that reassurance already there help you?
That's interesting. I've never really, like, thought back to how I was before. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he and I started dating after fourth year university. And I remember in fourth year, I was wearing whatever I wanted anyways. But I wasn't looking for a boyfriend. So I wasn't looking to attract anyone. So I don't know. Yeah, but I do think, like, do you watch Queer Eye?
No. Okay, you can't get mad at me because I don't watch one show.
I need you to watch that show. You're going to love it. Anyway, Tan, who's like the clothing guy, just says, he often says, he's been married for X amount of years, and he says, dress up for your partner.
Yeah.
You know, show them through how you represent yourself that you love them and you're excited 100%. To still turn them on and turn their head. And it is a beautiful thing. And I think it is nice to be able to, like, yeah, like you said, go out and feel both of you feeling so nice and so wonderful together. And yeah, I guess it does help. I guess it's nice having someone to bounce ideas off of. Like, I'll be like, hey, how does this look? And normally I'm very lucky. Like, he just loves everything I wear. Like, so I'm really lucky. But, I mean, I wouldn't put all of your self-worth into what your partner says. Definitely watch out for that. That could be bad.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't want you wearing tight clothing so other guys can't see the goods. Like, okay, probably not a great guy, you know?
Yeah. No, honestly, dating around, like, this past year and being in, like, these mini relationships, I honestly found it more stressful to dress and feel like I need to look a certain way when I was seeing someone versus when I'm not.
Yeah.
Which is insane, because I thought when you're dating somebody, you constantly have that reassurance of like, they're dating you. Obviously, they find you attractive. You can wear literally whatever and you're fine. But I always felt like I needed to dress up and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, very single, very not looking for anyone, I'm just like, I don't care. I'll wear whatever.
But I think it's because it's cute. Like, they excite you. They still make you nervous. Like,
yeah.
It's like you're...
That's
beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's awesome.
It's really cool. Now, okay, we're going to hop on the last question.
Okay.
So this is completely coming from you because you gave the idea. So I hope you have something.
Okay.
So what do you think someone should do, or what do you think you should say, or what do you think someone wants to hear when they feel like they don't fit in this beauty standard?
What do you think someone wants to hear?
What do you think somebody needs to hear?
Oh, I think they need to hear that they're perfect as they are, and that I'm sorry that they're feeling that way, and I'd want to break down, you know, what is it that you aren't liking, you know, and like, let's break it down. Like, is that a real thing? Like, is that something you can change? Why do you want to change it? You don't have to change it. Like, your uniqueness is stunning. And I think that's why I think, like, on Instagram especially, it's just so important to not even preach it. Like, I'm not even saying preach it. I'm just saying, like, every now and then, like, come on in a little more of a realistic state. It's amazing what it can do for people, you know, like just being a little more real. And I would just love that everyone could look in the mirror and like themselves and fall in love with yourself, people, you know, like you've got you forever. So if you're picking at you, that's hard on you. Like it just makes me sad, you know, and
your hair gonna fall out.
Yeah, I mean, your eyelashes are literally gonna fall off. No. And your wallet's gonna hate you. And so I would love if this could just take off a little bit more, in that everyone just starts to find beauty in the everyday and the way you are. And I think the world is slowly coming to that. Like, we're making big leaps and bounds. Like, even the Disney princesses, they're trying. They're still not succeeding because they're all still perfect, but they're even trying in that section. And I just think it's really
for sure.
key.
I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah. I know for me, like, when my skin was bad, like, it was back, like, 2 years ago, and oh my God, my skin was just so bad. And Instagram used to drive me crazy because I just hated myself because I was so insecure. And one day, I was just, like, on the Explore page, and one girl did a story. Like, she was just talking about her skin. She's like, guys, my skin sucks today. Like, blah, blah. I can't tell you what that did for me. Like, seeing
in a good way?
Yeah, in a good way. Seeing someone just allow their skin to be real and in the moment, because everyone goes through shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, great. I'm not alone. I don't have to feel so alone. I don't have to hate this so much. Like, if this girl can promote this to her million followers and be cool with it, then I'm going to be cool walking into school today, you know? And I don't know. I just think it's huge.
No, I think it is too. And I think on my perspective of stuff, I think the best feeling I've ever had isn't when, like you said, like the Disney princesses or a Disney prince, or seeing somebody online. For me, it's not hearing that I'm not alone. For me, it's looking in that mirror each day finding something different and being like, fuck, I look good today.
Yeah.
And I always post it on my Instagram. And I'm like, today I want you to like look in the mirror and pick out one thing that you like. You don't have, like, I'm not saying you have to find every single thing beautiful about yourself. You don't have to find everything perfect. You just have to love what you have.
Yeah.
And so when I love my eyes. And when I look in the mirror, I'm not a huge fan of my nose. And I'm okay to not be a huge fan of my nose. No one has to make me love my nose or anything. I don't have to.
Yeah.
I very much accept it. I'm Italian. I love it. Like, I love being Italian. And I'm okay with that. But when I look in the mirror, I'm like, fuck, eyes looking sick today. Like, and I want people to like do that for themselves.
Yes.
And I want people to challenge themselves to do that every day. Yeah. And then there's sometimes where I'm like, eyes looking kind of brown. They're kind of like lame today. that's just on my perspective. And then I'm like, but hair's on point.
Right. You switch
and
it.
Yeah. And it's important to just give that to yourself.
Yes.
And instead of like hopping on Instagram. And I think we are going in the right direction, but also you shouldn't even be paying attention to that direction as much as you should be paying attention to yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's really important. And I think we covered a lot. So thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries.
Your at is hashtag.
No, it is at Taylor Effort. Don't get it wrong.
Make sure to go check her out. She's also in my new video, which was so like random. We were sitting at coffee and you said something about like you wrote letters to your boyfriend. And I was like, video idea. Done. And then I just ran with it.
Yep.
Did you think I was actually going to do it?
No, I really didn't. I was like, why is this guy writing stuff down? What is happening? Like, what
and then
I
literally
say?
Always like the next day I was like, okay, I need you to do this.
Yeah, literally. And I was like, cool. I mean, I'm always game. Be a yes man.
That's how it happens. And then now you're moving to Toronto. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yay.
Good and luck with all of your things. Many things on the go, people, for this guy.
Oh, yeah. There's too many. If you want to support me, go to patreon.com/JoeyKidney, and you can support the podcast for only $1, and you get 4 extra podcasts every month. Why not? Anyways, guys, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much, Taylor, for coming on. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.